This is Mitchell Day with Mitchell's Front Page, live from Torquay on 94.7 The Pulse.
Julian Cleary is on the line, Indigenous rights campaigner at Amnesty International Australia. Julian, good morning.
Good morning, Mitchell.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Today's interview topic is really all about this report which has come out, and it says Premier Andrews must act on abuse in Victoria's youth detention centres. So can you give us a bit of a thumbnail sketch about what's going on?
Yeah, sure. So the report was released by Victoria's Children's Commissioner for Children and Young People. Basically, what it found is that children are being isolated in their cells for, you know, up to every single hour of the day and night in Victoria's youth detention centres. Some children are being isolated in circumstances where there's no toilets and they've been forced to defecate and urinate in their cells. And this type of mistreatment of children is going to massively backfire in terms of any of the concerns people have around young offending in Victoria. It's going to cause a great deal of harm to children, and Amnesty International have basically called on the Premier to immediately stop it.
And what's the response been from the government so far? Are they commenting on this report?
Yeah, look, so the minister, the relevant minister, Jenny Markakos, has come out and said that she in principle, supports the recommendations that the Children's Commissioner made, which is, look, that's a good start. From our perspective, we look at these things in terms of human rights and the rights of children, and there's really very clear guidance from the international human rights framework, which says that children should never be in solitary confinement. So that goes further than the report, but it should basically stop immediately. And the other issue that's highlighted in this report, and of course is just down the road from where you guys are now, is the fact that children are being held at Barwon Prison, and that an adult prison is never an acceptable place for children.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. I mean, the media reporting, I suppose, has been on two key issues. Number one, we saw the Four Corners report into the Northern Territory's youth justice facilities, and I'm sure you'd be well and truly across this. And this obviously put a lot of people on notice and maybe got people in other states interested in what's going on. And then secondly, here in Victoria, there's been such media coverage of recent times about the youth justice facilities and are they up to it and alleged escapes. And, you know, I've been following this whole thing about moving them to the Barwon prison. And I think the reason why they did that was because the facilities they're in weren't adequate, or they were damaged, weren't they?
Yeah, look, there was damage caused, certainly, and there are some issues. Like, there's no question at all that the facilities at Parkville need to be fixed. I think the Ombudsman and a whole lot of independent reports have said that has to happen. But I guess the bigger question is, you know, is there any wonder that there's been tension and disturbances at the youth detention facilities when children are being locked down for every single hour of the day and night, denied access to medical treatment, denied access to visitors, denied access to education, basically forced to exist in circumstances that we'd be horrified if our own children were held in.
So I guess what is the solution to this? Because we know that prisons aren't great places for children to be in, just looking at the recidivism rate alone, which indicates that I suppose prisons almost encourage crime in a way rather than rehabilitating people. But, you know, I suppose the supporters of this say, well, at least when people are locked away, they can't be out there committing offences. So how do you get that medium right? And I suppose also there's another issue at play, which is community expectations. And the community, I suppose, is not that sympathetic at times to your point of view. Just read some of the newspapers.
Yeah, look, I think that's all entirely true. What we really need, I think, in Victoria at the moment is some perspective. Basically, crime by young people is actually down across Victoria. Our youth justice system has been working pretty well for lower-level offenders. Basically, what we have at the moment is a quite small cohort of children and young people that are doing some more serious offending. And there's some really fantastic evidence from right around the world, really, but also from other places in Australia, like, you know, in the ACT, they're doing some great work, which shows that basically the approach we're taking at the moment is really the wrong one. Detention for children should be a last resort when detention has to occur and, you know, you've exhausted all the other options. Basically, it has to be in a different type of facility. These failed prisons. You know, the type of design that we have at the moment comes from 200 odd years ago. It's not fit for purpose, as you say. You know, children who end up in detention basically almost find themselves in a crime university at the moment. We need to actually think about seriously how we're going to rehabilitate these kids, how we're going to draw on the experience that people in other jurisdictions have had, where they've actually had fantastic success. We've actually had a man called Vincent Schiraldi in town last week who spoke to Victorian Parliament, who's been working in the United States on very similar issues. He oversaw some really radical changes in Washington, D.C. that saw the crime rates drop dramatically when it comes to children and young people, and also enabled them to really cut the numbers in juvenile detention. So it was a real win-win. They basically looked at the facilities and the design of them and what kind of environment would give children the best chance of rehabilitating and rejoining the community. And they've done that to great effect. So he's been in town. He's been talking to the Victorian parliamentarians, and they need to actually show leadership on this stuff too, because it's fair enough that people have legitimate concerns about safety, but we're going about it the wrong way.
So you spoke of some of these radical changes. Can you just give us a summary on what sort of environment they had, and you know, should we be aspiring to that in Victoria?
Yeah, so basically what they've done is create environments where there's a lot more open space, where there's a lot more opportunities for recreation and for, you know, for actually building a relationship with the staff at the facilities. So you know, there's a lot more work done to make sure that the guards and the children interact in a more positive way. They've really looked at the way that they run classes. They've, you know, basically set up facilities so that children can exercise and be outside and, you know, basically get access to the kind of services they need. So what that's done is result in, you know, for example, in Washington, D.C., they had 260 kids in youth detention 15 years ago, and they now have 30 kids in youth detention, and the crime rates have dropped. So there are models out there. There's a lot of work being done. You mentioned the NT Royal Commission. There's a lot of work being done in the NT at the moment to look at innovations from other places. There's a lot of options there, and basically it's time for the Andrews government and for the opposition indeed to actually start looking at the solutions to the problems and to the concerns that the community has.
And your title is Indigenous Rights Campaigner. So I guess just last of all, what is the focus on Indigenous youth here? Are they particularly vulnerable to the system?
Mm. So, look, in Victoria, basically, Indigenous kids are, you know, about 2% of the population. They're about 15% of the children that find themselves in youth detention. And this report found that 30% of all the children that were being kept in isolation, so secluded, locked away from their peers, were Indigenous kids. So that's really concerning. There's nothing in the data that explains why that's the case. So one of the recommendations of this report was that the government really needed to urgently look at and explain why that was happening, because, of course, you know, we need to address the root issues and make sure that Indigenous children aren't ending up in the system in these numbers. But we also need to ensure that they get access to the treatment and that they're not mistreated and abused in detention, because that's exactly what we've seen at Don Dale.
Well, Julian, thank you very much for being with us this morning and giving us some of those insights. It's a very interesting conversation, and I think one that we need to have.
Indeed. Thank you, Mitchell. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Julian Cleary there, who is the Indigenous Rights Campaigner with Amnesty International Australia.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.